the determinations that physicians make are based on the lab reports that come from the CLS. In the Blood Centers of California, because we are involved in high complexity testing, we have to have CLSs. That is a person with an undergraduate degree. About 8 or 9 years ago, California instituted the MLTs. Those are two-year degree people. And certainly that was a help in terms of addressing some of the shortage that we were experiencing, but it did not help the blood centers. We are unable to hire any of the MLTs. I'd like to share with you just a couple of ways that we've attempted to grow our own, as we call it. UCLA has some money in their budget, and they have, over the last couple of years, funded one CLS, and this is a person who's completed already their degree, who has gotten a temporary license and is now coming in to work in the blood bank. They have to go through almost another year of training in order to be qualified or essentially licensed as someone who can work in a blood bank. Monterey Peninsula Hospital is affiliated with the San Jose University, which is one of the remaining and long-standing programs that trains CLSs. But again, due to staff reductions at the hospital, they've had to cut back. They recently had an influx they've had additional revenues come in. And they are now affiliated with De Anza, and they will be bringing on in April an MLT intern. Again, this will be for the hospital lab as a whole, not for the blood center. The Memorial Hospital System, which is located down in Southern California, it's a system of 6 hospitals. The Long Beach Blood Center has established a relationship with Dominguez Hills, again, one of the long-standing CLS programs. And they have been having a program going on for the last couple of years. They have only been able to train, however, 2 students per year. And once those students are finished, there are full-time jobs available for them. Just recently, they've been able to obtain some money from the Department of Labor in connection with the Pacific Gateway, which is the local workforce agency in that area. And now the stipend has gone from $6,000 to $12,000, and they're able to bring in 4 students a year now, in addition to also compensating the person, the CLS, who will be doing the training. With this program, the student has to agree to give back 2 years to compensate for the training and the stipend. So we're hopeful that this program will remain in effect for a long period of time. So those are, and up here in the Sacramento area, we have Blood Source, which has had a long-standing training program. Blood Source's and UCLA's programs are what they call limited license programs. What that means is the person comes in, gets the training in hematology, but that is the only field that they can work in. They do not have the generic or the broad CLS license. So that does create some difficulty in terms of people moving from one place to the other. Finally, I think there are at least 3 issues that we have identified. We need to, first of all, provide more support for lab field services. They are essentially the licensing agent for CLSs and MLTs in the state. And my centers are telling me that they're having difficulty getting potential employees licensed and or having their license renewed. So they have a long history, unfortunately. I mean, we all know what the budget situation is, but lab field services has borne quite a bit of those cutbacks in the Department of Public Health. Secondly, we'd like to have conversations about removing or lessening some of the barriers. I think one of the things to do that would be setting up a career ladder. The MLT, as I said, is a 2-year program, and setting them up so that they can then move on to become fully licensed CLSs. And then thirdly, as everybody has said, we need more funding. We need more schools, we need more students, and we need to have more clinical training. I think until CSI came on the scene, very few students were even aware of the whole concept or the occupation of a clinical lab specialist. And I suspect if you talk to some of these kids trying to get into these programs now, they'll tell you they want to be a CSI. At least some of the ones I've talked to have been saying that. So thank you for the opportunity to speak to you today, and for you, Senator Hernandez, for undertaking this very critical and important issue.
Thank you. And just for your information, we will be doing additional hearings throughout the rest of this year on allied health providers, maybe even clinical lab specialists. What I'd like to ask of you is to contact my office. Perhaps we can have you make a similar type of presentation when we get to those particular areas, because we want to start off with the physician shortage now, but sure. We're going to address the entire workforce. But thank you very much for your comments.
Thank you.
Before we close, I want to thank Senator Blakeslee for coming in. I wasn't sure if he had any comments or questions at all from any of the panelists, but thank you very much. We will be having a series of hearings to address the entire workforce, not only physicians. We're going to be looking at allied health. We're going to be looking at, you know, nurse practitioners, physician assistants, optometrists, pharmacists, podiatrists, chiropractors, find out if we have a need, how we can integrate everyone into the medical home to make sure that we provide the best care that we can for all the provider, for all of our, all of the patients, as well where the areas of greatest need, which is the rural, inner city, communities of color, and how we diversify our workforce. Anyway, with that, I'd like to thank everybody for being here. We'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting.